Also, yesterday we were discussing the machlokes said to be a mostly rishonim against Chishiyaran and Sanhedrin. Chesh revolved around the basic principle of Isha Mishim Chitzel that appears on the Chav Beis, the Chav Beis, the that between the lines appears here on the Gilman Beis as well, but he told us the Vesh. With this kind of Isha Mishim Chitzel, is this something that's unique to the Zikin, at the original presentation of the Chav Beis, the Chav Beis, or is this something that permeates all the Tarakula with Nafkamit outside of the Zikin, i.e., example of Misa? Can a person be held responsible for Chiyuv Misa based on the parish of Isha Mishim himself? So we saw that the Sibir of the Gemara Chav Beis seemed to indicate that the answer is yes, because the Gemara does present the Mishnah about Hidigas Agodesh, Har Keved, and invoking the principle of Isha Mishim himself. So that was the view that Tosfos took, and that was the view that the Rambam seemed to say, the Shem Chaim claimed that the Rambam held, that was the view later David had, and then each of the Rishonim had to explain away why that principle of Isha Mishim Chitzel doesn't appear in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. And again, different Rishonim explain different ways why. But the Chidushiran stood on the other side of the equation. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was called Avraham Ivri, because he was an Ivri Echad, and the whole world was on the other side. The Chidushiran's taken on all the other Rishonim. The Chidushiran saying that the Emes Lamito is that Isha Mishim Chitzel was limited only to Nezikin, doesn't apply to Misa. And to strengthen that point, he even went to show you what we even find precedents for Chilukim between different standards between Misa and Nezikin, different standards in terms of Machshava, different standards in terms of Maisa, all the different nuances that we spoke to Arichas about the Chiddush Aran yesterday. But the Chiddush Aran was different and distinct from all the other Rishonim, and he held that Isha Mishim Chitzel was limited to Nezikin and does not impact in the realm of Avichi of Misa. If that's the case, then the problem was obvious, as we discussed at the very end of the year yesterday. The Gemara says, Tamalik. The Gemara says, Hidigas Agodish, Vishlam Rabbi Yechran, Hainu Isha Mishim Chitzel. That's the reason why you have to pay Mamuk, because you have Misa. How could the Shiran possibly respond to that? So we invoked yesterday the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch already shows you for other reasons. Other Rishonim already had problems with this Gemara for other reasons. And basically what the Minchas Chinuch did was, is that he took the sugyan of Chav Beis about Hidigas Agodish and Harkas Eved out of the realm of Achiv Misa's Beisim for Ritzeach and put it into the realm of Raydef. And he created this Yisrael, this Chiddush Gadol that took up the last couple of minutes of Shir yesterday, that you can have a Raydef even in a situation where you wouldn't have a Ritzeach. It means I can do an action that can get me into trouble and get me the status of a Raydef and actually get a price tag of Misa, so to speak, in my head. Somebody can come and take me out for being a Rodev, even though if Bezdin would catch me, and even if I would succeed in what I was Rodev, I succeeded in getting the other person killed, Bezdin would catch me, I would get off on a technical ground. I wouldn't be held responsible. I wouldn't be Netanash with a Chiyah Misa's Bezdin. I can have Rodev without necessarily a Ritzeach. And that was the Vort, that was the Yisrael of Mechaz Chinuch, Bedas Chadish Iran, that when the Gemara said, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, that your quote unquote Chayav Misa, the Gemara didn't mean Chayav Misa's Bezdin, I mean Chayav Misa, quote unquote, Betoras Rodev, and that Chayav Misa, Betoras Rodev, is enough to get the ball rolling to create a Kimlev drama in a situation. That's the Chiddush Aran, that's how the Mechasim was masked with the Gemara quote to Chiddush Aran yesterday. So the last minute of yesterday, we ran out of time, I started to say very, very quickly what my reservations, what my hesitation was about the Chiddush Aran. So Bekitza Nimrutz, we'll just say it from quickly now, to get back into the swing of things. My basic hesitation with the Sharan was, I can accept that you said, I could swallow that idea that you can have Rodef without Ritzach. And that in and of itself doesn't bother me. You know why? I'll tell you logically why it doesn't bother me. Because if the goal of taking out the Rodef is to save the Nirdaf, why do I care whether the Rodef is acting in a way that would ultimately carry with it the Chibis is based in? If I see Reuven going after Shimon, what's the difference with the Reuven's stabbing him, shooting him, or creating some kind of an unbelievable chaparayim to kill a guy through a grumma, he's going to kill him with a kerach shlishi, with a Somat Institute, he's going to fill all kind of klinsim how to kill the guy in a way that's going to get him off of a guy, with a Shabbos clock, with a maislech, with a kalachayana, he'll fill Allah, he'll love this. At the end of the day, Shimon's going to be dead. Shimon's going to be dead whether he was killed derech with tzicha mamish, or whether he was killed derech roundabout. Dead is dead. I'll tell you, son, I told you, son, over, I don't know if I told over this year, but years ago when I was at Rome for Amos, so I was, family came to me, approached, not from my shul, family in the neighborhood, came approached me, they wanted me to run a levaya for somebody relative in the family, but they told me up front that the levaya wasn't being done properly, whatever it was, I don't know, but it was, I forgot what the details was, the levaya wasn't being done up here, kadasa, So I deferred. I said, you know, I can't perform a levaya. It's not being done in Kehalacha. It's just not. But I felt bad for the family. They wanted somebody. So I said, you know what? There's another quote-unquote rabbi in town who's not necessarily from our denomination, who probably would be more comfortable performing. You know, the game is fun. Person's going to be buried anyway, so let this other person bury the person. Sure. So this particular rabbi calls me the next day, thanking me for the business. Okay, I didn't get a kickback from it. And he said to me, I could tell he was like a little, I wouldn't say a London, but he had grown up, he had a little bit of a something in Shiva background. So he said to me, Rabbi Rosalowski said, I want to tell you, he said, generally speaking, I try not to perform marriages. I said, you know what, because, you know, I'm not an Orthodox rabbi, I don't want people to feel, you know, they got married, it wasn't Orthodox, and someone's going to question it later. If someone wants to get married, I'll tell them, you should get married, b'chol deis, he said. Anyway, he said, but I do perform levayas. You know why, he said, because, he said, but the person's dead anyway. He said, no matter what happened, even if I performed the wrong levaya, the guy's not coming back. Anyway, so to over here, that whether I killed a guy derech yadayim, derech ishim shemchitza, derech grama, kichlik sheri, kli shlishi, koyach shlishi, at the end of the day, they got dead. So understand why the halacha would be that somebody could take out the reidev, even if the reidev is killing in a way that wouldn't halachly be labeled as ritzicha, to be mechayah, the reidev misas beizim. That I got, I chop that. But the focus of such din of reidev would clearly be at solos and yirdov. What aspect of Rodef could we never call such a case where the Rodef himself would never be Chayav Mitzvah Beis Din? We could never title him as an Onesh of Rodef. Remember we said yesterday, we quoted this earlier in the year, that there are two Pashas, there are two Dinim of Rodef. There's Rodef al Tzolos HaNirdof, and then there's Rodef al meeting out a punishment to the Rodef himself. So it could be, it's a brisket Taira, that this Rodef, if he's Rodef with a knife, he's about to stab somebody, so then it's Chal on his head, two Dinim of Rodef. Then he's chalan medin rodef alzat tzolos haniradov, and is also chalan medin alzat onesh haroidev. But if you have somebody who's killing somebody with a kliachayad, with a grumos, with a maisaloch, with that kind of a way, so yes, he has a shame rodef alz din alz hatzolos haniradov, because at the end of the day, the guy's going to be dead if I don't intercede. On the other hand, how can I say yes, he's subject to an onesh? He's not even subject to an onesh of bisan zaisden. So kavachayim is actually subject to the onesh of parshas haroidev. So you can have a funny thing. It's a brisket Torah. It's a two dinim of a reidif. The guy's running with a knife, and they say to him, one dinim of a reidif, two dinim of a reidif, my nafkamina, one dinim of two dinim. In the end of the day, you kill the reidif anyway. No, it's a big nafkamina. If you're killing the reidif, al tilchus hatzolos hanirdof, so you have a right and an obligation, responsibility to kill the reidif. But what din doesn't kick in? If the din of reidif here is only al tzolos hanirdof, what aspect of reidif doesn't kick in, Rabbi say? The din of kam lebidraminen. The fact that a reidif is potter for a moment, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, and then in the process Reuven breaks something, so the Gemara says he's potter, the Mishnah said heaven says he's potter from pain. What kind of luck is that? Why in the world is a reidif potter for a moment? What's the kam lebidraminen? Kam lebidraminen is a din of einshin. Where's the einishabo? So Zeppelin from Dodd, there's a din of einish in reidif. That was the biggest raya brewer, that there's a din, there's a parasha of onesh lichtinuchas reidif. So, there's a parsha of Einesh Lichtinuchas Reidev. That's when you're dealing with a type of a Reidev who, if he'll be successful and kill somebody, we're going to give him Mises Beis Din. So then the Teres Mechadish, that Bishas Redifasai, is also Chal and Hamashem Einesh Ben Reidev. And that second din of Reidev has enough to create a Torah of Kimlid Ramine. But if you're dealing with a Reidev who, Balav Hoch, he will never be Chayav Mises Beis Din, because he killed the person in a Lamdish way that's not going to bring about, not going to result in a Chayav Mises Beis Din. So yeah, he has a din of Reidev, but he doesn't have a din of Reidev alt Pashas Einish. And if he doesn't have a din of Pashas Einish, how in the world are we going to apply Kimlid Ramine? So again, between you and me, that's my biggest hesitation with the Mechas Chinuch. Chilus Kav Dehele Mechas Chinuch, that Nekud I don't understand. So that was my kasha yesterday again. Yesterday I said it in 30 seconds, that took me 5 minutes to express it. That's my time. Anyone have any responses to that? Anyone thought about that yesterday? I knew what we were talking about at the end of the show yesterday. Anyway, that was the kasha on the end of the show yesterday. Again, that's the kasha that I was thinking about. Now it's a little clearer, the kasha. Okay, maybe over Shabbos, I'm thinking about a couple of the answers from the Chassid. Okay, good. Everybody say back to our story. So we presented the breakdown in Rishonim on this topic, whether Ishim Shemchitza was limited to Nezikin, or whether it spills over to Misa as well, as we put the Chiddush Aran on one side, but everybody else, everyone else ganged up against Chiddush Yaran. Comes the Mechaz Chinuch once again, and he says, you know what? I'm not so convinced that Chiddush Yaran is on his own. The Mechaz Chinuch didn't even have a Chiddush Yaran. So he says, I'm not so convinced that that Shita that we know today to be the Shita of Chiddush Yaran is his own. Says Mechaz Chinuch, I'm going to prove to you from other Rishonim, and there are other Rishonim subscribe to this as well. Some very, very mainstream, not the Ran is not a mainstream, some very, very main players in Rishonim also buy into that Shita of the Chiddush Yaran. And the equation between Misa and Ezekiel that we had aboard yesterday is far from Miskam. But a little bit of a background in order to appreciate where the Mechaz Chinuch is coming from. Gemara in the 11th Raman of Kemis, so Gemara said, Hedrin Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. Rabbah tells us the following. V'amar Rabbah. Kavsel, this is like the most deadly daf and shot, like everyone is getting killed in so many different creative ways in Daf Chav Zayin. Man Zaf Ayin Zayin. Amar Rabbah. Kavsel b'chama umeis, b'tzinu umeis chayev. Soiv chama lovoi, sov tzinu lovoi potur. Rabbah says, what's the din if blazing hot outside, it's 120 degrees in the middle of I don't know, where am I? Where's the hot place? Sahara Desert. Okay, in the middle of the Sahara Desert. It's 120 degrees. If you put a person there, leave him there for a short amount of time, he's going to die. That's exactly what I do. And the sun is blazing hot. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I tie the guy up in the Sahara Desert, walk away, and mamish, the guy dies, and mamish chavis is based in. Or Betzina. I tie a guy up in a freezing cold. Give me a good freezing cold place. Give me a good, really cold place. What? The Wayu based Medrash in the middle of January. Give me a good, good cold. My office. Give me what? Soviet Russia. Okay. What? That's the worst we can get. What? What? Okay. Somewhere very, very cold. All right. It's mamish. The guy's gonna die mamish from frost, from the exposure to the cold. I tied the guy up within a few minutes, he's dead. So Rava says, I'm chayv misa for that. What am I chayv misa for that exactly? Where's the what? No, who remembers Clue? Where's Mr. What's the name? Colonel Plum. Where's the what? Where's the what? Everybody say? Where's the murder weapon? I didn't do anything. Where's the murder weapon? I didn't shoot. There's no gun, there's no knife, there's no rope, there's no, what was the other one? Wrench, there's no wrench. Candlestick. Isham Shemchitza. Ah, come on. There's no. Kills him with a candlestick.
Revolver, wrench, lead pipe, and rope.
The game has definitely gotten more advanced since my days. I don't remember all that. Maybe I just forget. A little thought. Okay. All right. I go back to Hardy Boys. Okay. better be keys. I told my wife the story, she thought I was crazy. So I told her the rest of the Shia. Okay. So, where's the weapon?
Can you compare that case to the cooperation?
Where's the weapon exactly? What did I do? All I did was, I tied a guy up. I'm not going to miss for tying a guy up. If I tie a guy up in the middle of this classroom, I'm not going to miss for that. Even if it's something he dies, so where's the burner weapon? Same as the Kerach Rishon. The Kerach Rishon, I know what the burner weapon is. You know what the burner weapon is? What's the murder weapon? The water is the murder weapon. So where's the murder weapon here? So the answer is, you have to understand this in light of a sugya that appears in Masech Sanhedrin just a little bit earlier. It's really on that Mishnah. But the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that Am Chayev Misas Beizdin for Ritzeach in the following case. What if there's a fellow who's underwater, and he doesn't know how to swim, and he's under the water, and he's trying to reach the top, trying hard to get his head up, and what do? I hold him down. That's all I do. I'm the one who holds his head. I stand there and hold, and prevent him from coming up. So you know what the din is? I'm chayv misa for that. Everyone says, what? Where's the murder? The chiddush haTorah. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's also called HaMetzamtzeg. It's also called Samar HaKavish Chavei L'Sech HaMayim. That's also called Achir Mises Beis Din. So it's a Chiddush that even though I didn't really bring the water to him, but I'm employing the water as the murder weapon, and the fact that I'm preventing him from getting himself saved from the water, that's also called Chayim Mises Beis Din. Not just Chayav Misa B'Dishima. Chayav Misa B'Dishima is the Mamish. Kodesh Savero, and I prevent them from getting out of the water. What the Mishnah says, if a guy all of a sudden in a room where it's fire's coming and smoke's coming and he can't breathe, I don't do it. I don't like the fire. I stand there and I block him from exiting. That's also called Chayav. That's Kodesh Savero, Masocha Eish, I'm also Chayav. So comes Rava and says, that's the same story here also. I tie the guy up in the chama, in the sun. So I'm in effect using the what as the murder weapon? The sun as the murder weapon. Or kafso betzina, what's the murder weapon? The cold air. That's the murder weapon. Chayev. But now comes Rava and qualifies and says, Seif chama lovay, sov tzina lovay potar. What if it's not so hot right now? It's the middle of the night in the Sahara Desert. Or it's the wind, it's not so hot. No one's going to die right now. And I lock the guy up, tie the guy up, and now 10 hours from now the sun comes up, scorches, and kills him. Well, right now it's not so cold. It's a nice, beautiful spring day in Siberia. And I tie the guy up, and 2 months later it gets cold, and he dies. Self-tzina lovoi. What's the shot? The guy died in both cases. I was clearly the one who caused his death. So come to Rishayim and explain the Chiddush HaTorah that Kavash L'Sechamayim is Chayev. Kavash L'Sechamayim is Chayev. But Medeva Mamurim, that the Torah says that almost indirect murder weapon is labeled as my act of Ritzicha. But Medeva Mamurim, that's if it was at least Ba'olam at the time when I did what I did. But if it wasn't Ba'olam yet, that is not included in the Gzeis HaKos of Kavash L'Sechamayim. So if I tie a guy up and then something comes later, that was never included in this Gzeiras HaKos. So I state in the Gemara in the Masechet Sanhedrin. So Sof Chama Lovis Potter comes Tosfos with a Lomdish Alomdish Hashem. Comes Tosfos with the 12th of the Ramah comes from Hedon Ayin Zayin and says as follows. The low Rabbi Rachamana Mitzamtzim, the Torah was only marba that a Mitzamtzim is chayev, al b'mokhav shehiz kaboy hezikva. Umiyu says Tosfos, im kofsoy b'fnim ve'evio b'mokom shesof chamalava v'sof tzinalavo near the chayev. What did Tosfos just say? Tosfos just said, b'med davar memurim that sof chamalava is potur. That's of what? Read the case very carefully. Where did I tie the fellow up? He was there. I didn't move him. I didn't budge him. So he was lying there on the in the sand in the Sahara. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, so the chav is not here yet. And I don't budge him. I go ahead and I trample on him, and I tie him down. And then the sun rises 5 hours later and kills him an hour later. That's the case of the Gemara. That's called Sof Chama Lovay. Zok Tosfos. What if I brought him to the desert? I not only tied him down, but he was in his hotel room in the I don't know, what's a good hotel room? Where is the Sahara Desert? North Africa. Okay, that's fine. So he was in a nice fancy hotel room, nice air conditioned hotel room, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I yank him out of his bed and pull him to the sand dune and I tie him up there, and then the sun rises 5 hours later, that takes him chayef. I'm Chayav Mishas Beis for that. Why? It's not Mitzamtzim. Didn't we just say it exists? The custom of the rabbis is a Mitzamtzim Mishas. It's a possible the rabbis as the guy who holds the guy underwater is only when the Dover HaMemis was there. So Tosfos says, you're right. This is not the Parsha Mitzamtzim. Chayav Mishas for a different reason. You know why I'm Chayav Mishas, says Tosfos? If I brought the person closer to the sun, listen to this one, says Tosfos. Near the Chayav, Laman the Yomi won't believe this one. Isha Mishim Chitza. Yechayev Misa based on the parasha of Isha Mishim Chitza, Mavras of the Eira. What does that do with Isha Mishim Chitza? So first of all, Tosfos just dispels any myths you may have had in the Chiddush Aran. The Le'inin Misa Nami Mechayevim be Isha Mishim Chitza, because after all, everybody knows that Isha Mishim Chitza works in Kol HaTarakula, even the Gabi Misa's based then. What Gemara you think they're going to quote for the 8th time? Thank you very much. Kedemuch B'Ketzer HaRegel, Chabeiz Ben Aleph, that's Sugya, right? Malik is a Godish. At least we're on the right team. We're seeing the same words as Tosfos. But now Tosfos is sensitive to their scenario. They're not so sure that they're right. That bringing a person to the place where the sun's eventually going to come, they're not so sure that's called Isha B'Shebchitza. Why? Who says that's called what? Who said, what's wrong with Tosfos' case? So I was trying to figure out, if I take a fellow, here he's in his hotel, okay? It's a nice, quiet place, it's nice and comfortable, okay? So he has the thermometer, says 68 degrees in here, he's gone, all right? I take the fellow, and yank him out of bed, drag him over here, tie him up, okay? In a place where, right now, it's also 68 degrees, it's nice in the middle of the night. But around the corner, what's going to come? I don't want to draw sun. So around the corner, in 3 hours from now, what's going to happen? The temperature is going to go to what? Maybe 68%. It's going to go to 125 degrees. Okay? So Tosfos says, I'm chayav misa for that. What am I chayav misa for? For tying? What am I chayav misa for? You just got finished telling me that the din of tying somebody up is never chayav misa if it's sof chamalavoy. So what am I chayav misa for? Zok Tosfos says, what's the chayav misa? For bringing him from the hotel room to the place where the sun's going to get him, that's chayav mishum esh. What's the esh here, obviously? What's the esh? The 5 trillion quadrillion hydrogen explosions that are taking place in the ball of the sun, that's the esh. And that's the murder weapon, that's what's killing the person. So I'm chayav misal tishvichit. What's the problem? This is esh. Can somebody please tell me what esh usually is? What's usually Aish? Usually, I light a fire here, and the fire goes and does what? And damages. Or the fire goes and kills. What did I do here? I didn't bring the fire to the person. I am not in control of moving the sun. What did I do? I brought the person to the fire. V-state, that's called Aish. The place is not sure. The place goes into a tizzy. How do you know that's called Aish? So Tosfos again is trying to prove to you that Bamed Devamamurim, Rava said, Chsav Chamalava is Potter. That's if you tie the guy up, Bimakoimai. But if you bring the guy to the sun, so Tosfos claims he's going to be Chayiv. That's Tosfos' deep in Lashon Gemara. So Tosfos now has to analyze. He can't just stop saying such a thing. They have to prove to you. So first they said, well, Ish Mishum Chitzos kicks in. And how do you know that works? Gabi Misa, Ayin Bavakam Chabez. But then they bought it with a second kasha. How do you know this is Aish altogether? So Tosfos had a Bekias of Kola Terakula. Said every Gemara in front of their eyes. Tosfos Bala Tosfos continue. V'yem chiluk be mekayev Aish etzel hadover, mekayev hadover etzel Aish. He says in Hilchos Aish there is absolutely zero difference whether you bring the fire to the item or the item to the fire. Kitemucha b'reish ha-kodesh. And they brought you a Gemara from the beginning of the sixth parable of Bekam. Anyone bother to look it up? The Gemara talks about a kofif kamos b'fnei atleika. A kofif kamos b'fnei atleika. If there's a raging fire, I didn't like the fire, there's a raging fire, and I bend your produce, I bring your stuff close to where it's going to get consumed by the fire. If I wouldn't have touched your stuff, the fire never would have reached it. But I brought your stuff closer to the fire, so the Gemara says, the feirish, the parach, even matan elei bruch b'tzuyev, didi adun amichayev, the Gemara says, that's mamash esh. There is no difference, no iota of difference in Hukas Eish, as the Gemara states, the feirish, and Bavakam and Vav, between being mekayev the Eish to the Dover or the Dover to the Eish. So Tosfos connected all the dots and said, Taka, right, in this scenario, even though when I got here it was 68 degrees, but it quickly turned to 125 degrees, I am chayev Nisas Beisdin, al Taparsha of Eish. Brought to you by Isha Mishim Chitzov. Ad Kandir. Where? What? Which Gemara? No, you chayv b'dini yodom. The Gemara says that beferish. The Gemara there asked the kasha. The Gemara says, "Akovif kavas shochavim for that lake and chayv b'dini shemayim." Asked the Gemara, "What's the case? If it's matir baruch b'tzuya, I feel b'dini yodom, not in the chayv. Ella, the case in shemayim is something else." So from the fact that the Gemara asked, "Ibe, ibe matir baruch b'tzuya dini yodom," is that means clear that you chayv for dini yodom also. So good. So we have a Tosfos in Sanhedrin Zayin Gevaldik. Comes the Rambam. Hilchos Vetzeach Perek Gimel Lachi Yud. Aval a kofes es chaveiro v'nicha b'ro avat shemes o shekavso v'nicha v'mokom shesof hatzina o acham alava shem abav v'misai. So there's a few other cases. V'chol eilu ein beizdim v'misai. You're not chai misas beizdim v'rein ritzeach don't think he's not a Ritzeach. V'derish damim, derish min adam. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will take care of him. Dini Shemayim will take care of him. But in Beizim Shomata, he is not a Ritzeach. Ein Beizim emisin esay. So the Rambam is quoting right out of the case. He's paraphrasing the Gemara here. And listen to the way the Rambam describes Sof Chamalavoy. Rava said, Kofs Chamal Meis. And Sof Chamalavoy Potter. So when the Rambam writes, Osha Kofsa, what's the key word? What does the Rambam say? What's the next word? V'nicha. What does V'nicha mean? That he moved him there. Unlike Tosfos, who made such a fuss, such a to-do, that the fellow was not moved. Because if he would have been moved, he would have been Chayav Misa. No, says the Rambam. The fellow was moved. And that also includes, also Lichtin Rav's statement. The fellow was moved. Wait a second. If the fellow was moved, so why isn't the mover Chayav Misa's Beizin Al-Swat Parsha? Al-Twat? Al-Teish. Tosfos proved that's Eish. They proved from Bava Kama involved that Eish doesn't matter who's going closer to where. And they proved from Bava Kama Chobeis that Yichad Misa for Eish. How would the Rambam respond to that? Tosfos clear. How could the Rambam depict the case that Tosfos proved to us beyond the shadow of a doubt for the vast Bekiyas of Bava Kama is not the correct case? You know what the Bechas Chinuch says? You know what we see from this Rambam? From the fact that, now one word, V'hinichoi, is only stated in one word in Rambam. V'hinichoi says the Bechas Chinuch. What do you see? That the Rambam Shita is, of course it's Eish. Avad it's Eish. But you know what? Isha Mishim Chitzov doesn't bring with it a what? Doesn't bring with it a Chiyah Mishim Beisdin. Isha Mishim Chitzov does not carry with it a Chiyah Mishim Beisdin. You know why? Because the Rambam holds like who? Like who? Exactly like Chedesheran. The Isha Mishim Chitzov was unique. Yishim Shukhiz is a parasha for the Zikin. It's not a parasha. Doesn't extend outside. As I state in Mechaz Chinuch B'Das HaRama.
What? Rama means Kaf Abenuch to describe the regular case of Kuma.
Okay.
So, having a dag that Nicho means that he moved to a different place.
Where in Lachat Kass? Where is it in Lachat
Kass? In the Hawat Kass, we're saying the regular case of the regular way of Kaf.
In here? Kafta v'nicha b'chama. Kafta v'nicha yichayev. If the chama is already there, right? Kafta v'nicha yipotter. If the Chama is not there yet. So he asked the Bechas Chinuch, forget about the fact that the Chama is not there yet, why don't you chayav al-teish?
But Tosfos only said that you should be chayav in case where you moved him afterwards. I mean, why wouldn't
Let me remember, if you touched the guy and you brought him close to the source of the ultimate, the eventual fire, Tosfos claims that's called Eish. That's Eish Mishum Chitzim.
Why wouldn't we assume that the Rambam saying in Halakha, you just bring up the case that Rav brought up that you put
But he says he's describing moving somebody, and he still says potter.
How is he describing him?
He says kafsa v'hinicha.
But v'hinicha is also halacha tesa. Can it just be that v'hinicha means that you just
left him there? Kafta v'hinicha doesn't mean it means he tied him up and then left him tied up. Funny, like, what do I need that for?
Like,
I don't know. Take a look.
Also, because Hinichu is after Kafta, so it's
like
weird.
No, it means because I had to tie him up first. Otherwise, the guy wasn't. It means I'm describing. I'm kidnapping the guy, so I tie him up and I bring him. Otherwise, he wasn't going to go. If he wasn't tied up, he was going to punch me back. So, by saying, it's striking that even though Mechaz Chinuch is really, really convinced. That the Rambam's on the side of the Chiddush Aran, who was the exact diametrically opposed to this? Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say with the Rambam? What was Reb Chaim trying to explain yesterday? 2 days ago? I forgot already.
Rambam would consider it as a case of Mishum
Amona. Oh, it's because Reb Chaim was asking, how come, remember the whole kasha on the Rambam, how come the case of throwing the rock up into the air and coming right back down again? So how come the Gemara says you only chayav if it travels a couple of feet away, but if it comes directly down again, you're not chayav? What happened to what? To Isha Mishim Chitzav. That was the famous kasha, right? That was the Chedish Iran. That's why he gave his teretz. So remember, Reb Chaim said the Das Rambam, that the Rambam held that Isha Mishim Chitzav only applies when there's a little bit of a kach adam to start with, because the parish of Isha Mishim Chitzav is that's also treated like, we just talked about it 2 days ago, right? That's also called kocho. And Reb Chaim's biggest raya, but we have two sides, two different ways of understanding the Chiddush Isha Mishim Chitzav. The raya of Reb Chaim was from what halacha? What was Reb Chaim's punchline? How did Reb Chaim prove that Isha Mishim Chitzav means that the Torah is treating your koyach as really being your koyach? What was the raya? From the fact, what was the raya? What was the raya of Reb Chaim? From the fact that Yechayah what? Yechayah Misa for Eish. That was the raya of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim brought a raya to defend the Rambam from the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis, where the Mechaz Chiddush is claiming that very Gemara. The Rambam didn't hold like that. The Rambam held like Chiddush Sharan. So it's not asking a kasha from Reb Chaim because Mechaz Chiddush. Two Gedalia Yom, Ga'ini Eilim, on top of their opinions. But it's fascinating how the two Gedalia Yom, two of the greatest days, Ga'inim, of the same period, the same 1800s, were looking at all these Rambams, all the pieces of this puzzle, and looking at the Gemara Mevukama, and coming to diametrically opposed understandings of what the Rambam Shita is. So we know for a fact that the Machlokes Rishonim out there, there's no question that there are some Rishonim who say, Isha Mishim Chitzas B'chaim Misa. Tosfos said it black on white more than once. Tosfos said it by the Kash in Sanhedrin, and Tosfos said it over here. So Tosfos the Shita, there's no question about it that Isha Mishim Chitzas B'chaim Misa. Rabbeinu David for sure held that way. He just wasn't sure what's kochas and what gravity is or is not a force. But B'ikaron, Rabbeinu David was for sure part of the Balei Tosfos team. And the Chiddush Iran was for sure the other extreme. And now you have Machlokes, the Reb Chaim and the Mechaz Chinuch, where the Rambam fits into this picture. So again, just to put the pieces of the puzzle together, different shittas in the Rishonim as to where Isha Mishim Chitzav fits in outside the realm of the Rabbi, let's go one step further. This idea that we saw mentioned yesterday, already started with Chiddush Iran and now maybe into the world of the Rambam also. That Isha Mishim Chitzav is limited to Nezikin, it doesn't spill over to Misa. You can understand the Shita conceptually in one place. Assuming the Shita is correct. According to Taisa, she is over. They went away for Shabbos. Many Taisa, they're gone. We'll be back on Sunday or Monday, whenever you guys come back. Okay? So, I should make fun. Most of you guys agree. Okay. But according to that view of the Chiddush Iran, maybe the Rambam, according to the Cheschinich, that Isha Mishim Chitzav is limited to Zikin. I can understand that in one of two ways. It applies to Nezikin and doesn't apply to Misa. Explain to me that distinction. Explain to me two different ways of understanding that distinction. That Nezikin, yes, and Misa, no. Who's going to explain this one? One of two possibilities. We already spoke about it a little bit yesterday. Either her or either her. Oh, so either it's a Chiddush and Hilchos Nezikin. It's almost like Ein Lecha Be'el Chiddusha. It's almost like the Tzad Reb Chaim rejected. Like, it was this Chadish and Parshas, it's one word in the Torah, Hamavir, it's a Chiddush Gadol Shei. You could never have dreamt of such a Chiddush in your life. It's only true by Nezik, it's not true by Misa. And for that matter, it wouldn't be true in any other year of Halach either. Or maybe no. Maybe one could say, the reason, the source for the distinction between Nezik and Misa is not because we're putting Nezik up on a pedestal, but rather there's something about what? About Misa that doesn't lend itself to Isha Mishim Chitzav. So it's not that Nezikin is the exception to the rule. Misa is the exception to the rule. So when you have one case where it clearly does apply, according to Chiddush Iran, it clearly doesn't apply here. There's a big gap in between. What about everything in between? So that we're not sure. So is this distinction the distinction that lies in Ruchas Nezikin, or is this the distinction that lies in Ruchas Misa? This second way of understanding that it's a distinction that lies in Ruchas Misa, who was the one who really, really said this? Pemale? Who said Pemale and tried really, really hard and tried to convince us, and we were a little bit weary in being convinced, that this is, it's a Hafkoh and Misa. It can apply to other areas, but it's a Hafkoh and Misa. Who was that? Right, that was the Chiddush Iran. Because Chiddush Iran was throwing my Mekremis at you and saying, well, you see, Korach Sheni doesn't work by Misa, and you see that Shagi doesn't work, and you see that... All the rise we had at Chiddush Iran yesterday, highlighting the fact that Misa is so much more difficult to actively get a person to Chayav Misa, So the Chiddush Rav is clearly pointing in the direction that it's not Nezikin only. It's almost that Misa is the exception to the general rule. Nezikin is almost like an example of Kotar Kula. Whereas if you go down the side that Reb Chaim rejected from yesterday, that no, it's only by Nezikin in Chabal Chiddush, and that's it, don't bother me, then it won't apply anywhere else. So do we have any rayas from other Rishonim, any other indications that Isha Mishum Chitza plays any role whatsoever in areas of Halacha that are neither Nezikin nor Misa, that could shed some light on this topic? So the answer is obviously we do, also I wouldn't have asked the question. So this is, I think, the first time this year we're introduced to this Nimukha Yosef. Hopefully not the last time. This is one of the, if you ask a person what the most famous Nimukha Yosef in Baba Kam is, there is no question this is it. I would venture to say it's probably the most famous Nimukha Yosef in Kol Tarkul. Comes Nimukha Yosef, and it's so powerful on so many different levels, and it's going to keep on repeating itself in so many different nuances throughout the year. But here's the first introduction. Comes to Rabbi Yosef and asks a basic question about Isha Mishum Chitza. What Isha Mishum Chitza really sounds like is that I lit a fire, and the fire is raging now, and it's burning down a property 20 miles away, and the Torah is pointing a finger and saying, you're an Adam HaMazik, you're still an Adam HaMazik, you're continuing to be an Adam HaMazik. I lit the fire, I made my barbecue's over already, I finished my hot dogs already, I benched already, I went to sleep already, and the fire is raging down the block, you're still another mamazik, and you're still in Yechayiv, Yechayiv Dal Devarim, because it's our Ribbishav Sebaishas, so Mishav Yechayiv Misa, and you're ongoing other mamazik, that's the parish of Amar Vesebeira. Frek the Mukha Yosef, if that's correct, so then the famous Kasha, what's the famous Kasha, they say? How can your wife ever light candles on Fadi's Pinch? That's the Kasha. Jewish at 4:49, this is Riverside Jewish Chapel or something, wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom. Okay? How can it be? How are you talking? There's a famous, very powerful vort that's quoted. We very rarely quote a vort from the New York Times, but this particular vort was a very powerful quote that I think in January 1st, 2000, so the New York Times ran a special edition as to what the newspaper is going to look like in 2100. January 1st, 2100. What's going to look like in 100 years from now? What's going to be the top story in 100 years from now? So you have a lot of chutzpah to what's going to happen 100 years from now? How in the world are you going to know what's going to happen 100 years from now? Imagine if somebody in the year 1900 would have predicted what the world's going to look like in the year 2000. It'd be crazy. How can you possibly do that? So I don't know. I guess they try to put in a double shovel chonok in January. It's not baseball season. So the odds are that probably the Yankees will be in some kind of championship. The odds are the Mets probably won't. Okay, that was a pretty good assessment. You have a fairly safe bet at that one. Okay, it's January 1st. It's probably going to be cold. It's going to be a snowstorm. I mean, it's a pretty good chance, good bet. Anyone have any other bets what the world's going to look like 100 years from now? Why, you'll probably still be around, okay, preparing building today, tomorrow, yesterday, whatever, okay, we're good, we're pretty spent on that one also, we hope, okay, at least on my paychecks right now, we hope, so, get that one off, sorry, okay, so apparently the way the story goes was, there was a little clip on the bottom of the newspaper, what did it say? Lech benching is going to be at 4:12 today. That's going to be true in 2100. So it was already noted by many, many people that what an unbelievable chizuk. There's nothing else that we know is going to happen 100 years from now, except that Jewish women will be lighting candles 100 years. That's the only thing we know, because Torah said Shabbos Yil Hashem Mocham Hashvazeich. We know. Shabbos Yil Deraisam Brisaylam. Shabbos is going to be 100 years from now. I don't know what else. I have no idea what's going to be the world's going to look like 100 years from now, but Shabbos will still be here. So that's true, but if the Mukha Yosef gets his way, so then women aren't going to be benching lech. Because this kasha was, it's not true. How can you bench lech? Because they chayv skila. There won't be anyone left. Everyone will be chayv skila for lighting candles. How could you ever light candles on Erev Shabbos? Isha Mishum Chitza should kill it for you. Because you lit your candles at 4:12, and now it's 8 o'clock at night. And your husband's sitting back there, you know, he's already full, and he's already singing Ka'echsof off key for the 16th time. And the wife is Chayav Skila because she lit a candle 3.5 hours ago. Because it's still going. You know, I think, look at the Shabbos, it's beautiful. It's spiritual, it's holy, you know, everyone's the tish is starting, and everyone's this, the aroma of Friday night cholent is in the air, it's just beautiful. And the Lundbach turns around and says, so what's the answer to where he has his kasha? So before we get to his teretz, we have to appreciate his kasha. Why was he even bothered with his kasha? Why did his kasha even irk the Mechias in the first place? So according to Chiddush Aran, would I have ever asked that question? According to those Yishen who say, Nezik and Yemisa, no, would I have ever asked the question? I'm not sure. What am I not sure about whether I should ask the question? Well, if you hold that within those shittas that the friendship between Ezekiel and Misa, that's only Ezekiel and nothing else, like Reb Chaim Saad that he rejected quickly in the Sefer, that only Ezekiel, don't bother me outside Ezekiel, then I never would have asked that question. If you hold that, even within those who hold Misa, no, that may be because of quirks of Ritzicha. Those quirks of Ritzicha may not carry over the Chol Shabbos. I don't know what the rules of Chol Shabbos are. I don't know whether the Mechal Shabbos or the Bitka Demaya B'Kach Sheni with the Yechayvina. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I have a sense. I do know, but I don't want to tell you. So, if you hold that Ishim Shem Chitzo is very, very limited in scope, or at least partially limited in scope, then you have to be a little bit weary about the Mechal Kasha. But the Kasha is a stark Kasha. Real B'chol Tokfo, the Kasha is, if you hold like Tosis. If you hold like the two Taisim in Sanhedrin, the Taisim that ask kashas about things flying up in the air, Ishim Shem Chitzo. And the Taisim about tying a guy up and bringing him to the Sahara Desert, Ishim Shem Chitzo. If you hold like Rabbeinu Dovid, Ishim Shem Chitzo. If you really truly believe, like the Gemara says, come on, Beinenu, before we heard the Rodef answer, like we read the Gemara for the ninth time, Toshma, no, Toshma, Hamadik is a Godish. If you really believe the Gemara, what the Gemara says, it's talking about Al-Sretzech, not Al-Sredef and all the problems thereof. So then the Gemara is saying, come on, that it applies to Kol Terkula. So the name Mukhe Yosef Kash is a strong Kash. It's very, very rooted in the Pashtus Asugya of Ishim Shem Chitzah. And I'm just suggesting that even if you want to play devil's advocate and argue that it doesn't apply to Misa, I'm not so sure it doesn't apply to Chol Shabbos. I don't know where Chol Shabbos fits in because it's somewhere in the middle between Ezekiel and Misa. So Kash is a good Kash. It's a Gemara Kash. What's the Teretz? What's Mukhe Yosef say? Says an unbelievable Var Nishim Shem Chitza. What does he say?
It's like comparable
to the Kalabah Pizza, to a certain extent. But use that muscle exactly, but I know what you're saying.
When you light the candles,
that you're... Oh, that's it. That's all there is. That's it. You said it already. When you light the candles. Nishim Shem Chitza does not mean there's an ongoing Maisa Adam. What Nishim Shem Chitza means is there's a 1 second Maisa Adam. Wait a second, but the damage doesn't happen until an hour later. That's right. If and when the damage happens, then igloi milsalim afreya, we label the shas hezek from when? From 4:12. Ishim shukhitza does not mean that the shas hezek is at 4:30. Ishim shukhitza means the minute that you did your ma'aseh adam, then we watch. We pay attention, careful attention, see what will happen. Echi pol davar. And if I see that a damage happens, then we retroactively take that damage back to the shas hadlokas ha'esh, and Yechayev for that moment. And that svar, that lomdus, is going to let the woman light candles. Why? Because a woman lights candles at 4:12 before Shkia. The candles are going, but retroactively the mice at Lachasa Ha'adam was at 4:12, which was before Shabbos. And that's okay.
When I shoot an arrow, so I'm allowed to shoot an arrow.
Says the Mukhe Yosef. Says Mukhe Yosef, I bring you right from the shooting arrow. Farkeri brings a raya from the arrow. Says the Mughal Yosef, look at this one, okay? Got my bow and arrow. Okay, what time is it now? Oh, stop the clock for a second. It's 2:05 and 34 seconds. Okay, 34 seconds. I shoot the arrow at 34 seconds. All right? Shoot the arrow at 34 seconds. It rips through a guy's clothing at 39 seconds. When's the shas hezek? Don't tell me when the shirt got ripped. When's the shas chi of mazik? From the time of Shatiyah. And therefore, says the Mughal Yosef, since the shas maiseh ha'adam, the shas mazik is at 2:34, we can carry over that to, that's the mashal chazal, isha mishum chitzav. Just as by chitzav, it shoots back, no pun intended, to 2:34, so too, the gabi hadlokas ha'esh, it shoots back as well to the shas hadlokas ha'adam. What's the kasha in this movie, Yosef? How in the world, what? How in the world did he know what? He's bringing you a raya from shooting arrows. He's comparing the shooting of an arrow to the lighting of a fire. Just as by shooting an arrow, it's a davar poshut ad ma'od, that the shas ha'hezek is the time that you let go of the arrow, not the time 10 seconds later. That's a davar poshut, that's a milstep shita. So that's going to be malami to us. Who had the nami, the mashav chazal, isha mashav chitza? What's the kash in the book of Yosef? How does he know it's true by the arrows? How does he know it's true by the arrows? Vishtay, such as she say, that the shas ha'hezek is 5 seconds early, maybe it's 5 seconds later. How in the world did he know that? Anyone know? Anyone saw the book of Yosef and read it carefully? I don't know if I put the whole book of Yosef on, I don't remember anymore. Yeah, I did. People are right, the last three words. No, the very end, the last, second to last line. The Ikash Chashvinim Lei, the Lo Chashvinim Lei Ma'i said in Mekal Haba, the Chashvinim Lei Havel on the Miftere, the Anasu, She'en Biyad Lach Zira. What was the Mekal Yosef's Raya? It's an unbelievable Raya. You say this to get Raya, Mamash, Bart, a thief Bart from the Mekal Yosef. We're trying to be done now, a guy shooting an arrow. The arrow's going. Okay, the arrow started at 30 seconds, and now it damages at 45 seconds. Okay, so it's in flight this whole time. And I want to know, when's the Shas HaHezek? So Rabbi Yosef said, this is the Shas HaHezek. And from there, he extrapolated to Hilchos Shabbos. He's mapped your wife to light candles because of this Yosef. Otherwise, we couldn't light candles anymore in Shabbos. So his proof is, that's how arrows work also. How do you know? He says, I'll play devil's advocate. He says, if it's not that way, if you're going to tell me the Shas HaHezek is at 45 seconds, he should be potter. You know why? Catch this one. Three words. If you're going to tell me that the Shas HaHezek is 45 seconds, then he should be potter for the shooting of an arrow. Why? Three words, guys. Give me three words. What did he say? Honest record of Patre. How am I going to stop that arrow? I shot the arrow. I shot the arrow. At 35 seconds, the guy's clapping up. Hey, oh, yeah, what a terrible thing I did. I wish I could get that arrow back. I can't do it. He's trying to shoot, find the iron dome to try to knock the arrow out. He can't find it. The arrow's going. He's trying. He's running after the arrow. He can't catch up to it. And the arrow goes and damages him. Honest, Rechman Apati, he's crying today. He said, what do you want from me? And the Torah says, Yechayev. Chitzov. The Gemara says, Chitzov. Zerkis Achetz, Vekar Shirayim, the Lechos is Chayev. So why don't you apply the rule of Hosech HaMate? Oh, Zetman Fandah. That if the Chi of Menezika would have been at 45 seconds, he would have hid behind Anas Chaman HaPadr. So it's Raya Brura that the Shas HaHezek is at 30 seconds. 30 seconds he wasn't in Anas. 30 seconds. What's his name? William Tell. Robin, all the famous guys. Archers, right? What? William Tell. And isn't Robin also? No. He didn't. He was the little guy's name. What's this little friend's name? The guy, Robin Hood's little chever guy, the guy who hangs out with him. Yeah, little John, he was 8 feet tall, right? Little John, right? Guys, no Bikias, no Hardy Boys, no English, nothing. What do you guys do all day? Sit in Lintero all day, Gaval day, Asherayim all day. Okay, fine. All right, so Rabbi Sai, that's the Ruchios Israel. Otherwise, we would have been covered. He would have been able to hide behind Anas Chaman HaPatre. Bill, what do you think about this? What do you think about this raya from the Mechal Yosef? Again, your entire Shabbos experience is hinging upon this raya. The term is Mechadesh that Chetz is Chayav? Chazal is so possible without Shemosh Leimor. I mean, Eish itself. Eish I can put out the fire. Who likes this Raya? Again, the Mughal Yosef is a Risha. You know, we're not in the business of refuting Rishon with Raya. You have to understand Raya. You have to rely on his cash to the Raya. Nobody sees any problem, any deficiency with this Raya.
In the case of an arrow, you're using the setting backwards to say you are tied, and therefore it's like you shot it.
No, you're questioning the comparison from Eish to Chetz. I'm questioning his understanding of Chetz also.
It's not like a
So the Ktzais's brother wrote a couple of famous svarim. Ktzais had actually a few brothers, but a few of them, great Tamil Chacham. But one of them wrote the Trumas HaKriya and the Kudus HaSvekis, the same person, Yehuda Hella. Ktzais was a Raya Leib and he was a Yehuda. So in the Sefer, Trumas HaKri, it's printed in the back of the old Ktzais. For some reason, in the new editions of the Ktzais, they took it out. I don't know why. I don't know where they expected to find it. It's not printed anywhere else. It used to always be printed in the old Ketzosim. So in the back of the old Ketzosim, the Sefer Trumas HaKri, Ketzosim's brother did a lot of the editing for the Ketzos. In the Hakdomah of the Ketzos, he thanks his brother for reading all the manuscripts and spending all the time. He said his brother spent weeks and weeks and weeks and months when at the time of printing, and he stood over the printers to make sure everything was done properly. So he gives a big across the top to his brother. They're very, very close, the two brothers. They always used to say, we always give that marshal about how when the two of them sometimes have machliks about things, like my kids on Friday night, right? And that's the things that kids fight about. The two teenage brothers were screaming and yelling at each other, Barishim Shum Chitzav. So the Trumas HaKri says he doesn't understand this Mukha Yosef. The Chalal doesn't understand the Raya. B'tchil v'yatzayif doesn't understand the Raya. That's honest Rahmana Patrick. They say, it's like a bad marshal, give it anyway. Someone kills his parents and then he comes and he asks for a pardon because he's a yasum, because he's an orphan. So that's honest one of the hundred. You shot the arrow, you nincompoop. You shot the arrow and you knew that you couldn't stop the arrow in mid-flight. And now you're going to turn around 3 seconds later and cry to me, honest, I'm on a patre. Who told you to shoot the arrow? You created the nightness. That's not honest one of patre. What's the mock of Azar Batra? Not the Sasadov. Never the girl's attacked. She didn't do anything. Okay, maybe she shouldn't have been in the strata, but she didn't do anything actively to create the scenario of being the answer. Over here, you do shot the arrow and then you get to turn around and be from and say, Azar Batra, so get in the dark. It's a joke. So says the Trumas HaKri, he doesn't think the Raya is a good Raya at all. He thinks the emes is Kipshutai. That the Shasa Chiyuv is when it happens. The Shasa Hezek is when it happens. Now it's interesting because this Machlaikis between the Mukha Yosef and the Trumas HaKri, and Machlaikis, the Rishon and Acharonim, but this Chiddush Gadol of Mukha Yosef, which he's using to answer his dilemma, how he can light Shabbos candles, and he was bothered with the Kasha because Yishev Shem Chitza applies outside of Nezikin. Remember, this is all our Sugya. So the whole, this is not just a theoretical question about when the Shasa Chiyuv is. Is it at 30 or 45? There's a big nafkamina ladina between the two. What's the big nafkamina? The Mechuyas himself gives the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? What? No. We, in the end of the day, we could all let Shabbos scandals. We're going to find another clue for that, we hope. Who cares between you and me? Who cares whether it's 30, 45? Come on. At the end of the day, the guy's chayav. What's the difference? What's the difference whether the Beis Din marks down and says Shas Chiyuv is 30 or Shas Chiyuv is 45? What's the difference? But the lawyers write down the time of damage. Who cares? He dies in the middle. So what happened? The guy shot an arrow, and then at 35 seconds, oh yeah, he feels such chalish sadas. He feels so terrible. What I did? He starts all this going apart. He claps al chetni. He gives himself a heart attack, and he drops dead. And then 5 seconds later, the damage happens. Wow. What's the din? So the Mechuyas says Yichayev to pay. And therefore, if you have the chosim, you have karka, Beis is going to go after the yarshim. And the Trumas HaKri says, I don't think you have to pay. He says, it's like any other chiyuv that kicks in after you are dead. A chiyuv that kicks in after you're dead is not collectible from your chosim. If a person has a chiyuv before he dies, then it goes to the yarshim. But a new chiyuv afterwards, it's not his yarshim's problem. So now we got a real live nafkamin ladina. I mean, a real live, except for the guy who shot the arrow. We got a real nafkamin ladina, Rabbi say. This is real, this is serious stuff here. Again, obviously, you know, between you and me, when's the last time this is ever going to happen, or did happen, or will ever happen? Obviously not. But this wild, wild, wild scenario of a guy shoots an arrow, dies in the middle, damage happens 10 seconds later, this concretizes for us this lumbus. This is a very, very fundamental lumbus. Look at all the things that are going into this picture. All these deep, tyradic truths. All these yesedis in halacha. How do you view others from a patre? How do you view isha mishim chitzai? Shibud Nechosim and Shibud Aguf. There are so many shalomders that's going, but the Rishonim had to depict the most bizarre of strangest cases, because very often it's the strangest, most bizarre case that highlights in the most beautiful, clearest way some of these fundamental truths in Halacha. So the problem is sometimes people don't understand the godless, they don't say the amkus of the Torah Kedosha. So they see the crazy cases and they think the rabbis are crazy. They see, this is what the rabbis are talking about a guy shoots an arrow, then he dies in the middle, then that's all we have, nothing else to do. The world's falling apart, we have nothing else to talk about. So the answer is, the world is falling apart, that's true. This is exactly what's supposed to be. This illustrates Teres Hashem, this is the Chachma of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Look at these gewaltige lomdische nuances. How to understand Ishim Shem Chitzo, how to understand the relation between Ezekiel and Misa and Chol Shabbos, how to understand Maisa Adam, how to understand Asher Patrick. These are lomdish yesodos that all reach fruition in this one crazy, wild bazooti case. The case doesn't matter. The case is the lavush. The case is the garments. It's the external garments for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. We sometimes get so bogged down and we start to laugh at the garment. We don't understand that licked in the garment is the Chochmah Hashem Yisbarach that expressed itself in this world through these somewhat odd, strange cases. Somebody was telling me recently they were critiquing a certain Maimon Chazal. Somebody was talking about some wild case, one of these crazy, you know, crazy kind of illustrations. It was one of the Yomi these days. I'm definitely in touch with that. It's one of the cases that appears in today's daf, right about to get to the chitim yet. If you do today's daf, you know what I'm talking about, the animal eats the chitin, the bathroom, the kosher for menachas, blah, 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 blah. So Tosis writes in one place in Ksubas, he writes, this is an example of a case that never happened, will never happen, no, no, but L'Hadim Tel Adir, Chazal spoke about it anyway. So somebody was like, almost like making letzanus about a certain Maimon Chazal, so they used the Lashon, they said that the rabbis had a lot of time on their hands, so they had a lot of free time, so they talked about these silly cases. I wasn't in a place to respond, but if I would have responded, so this is what I would have explained. I said, no, you missed the boat. I said, you are looking at the total, complete externals. You're right, if you don't understand, if you read a Gemara, if you read a Maimon Chazal, you have no idea what's behind the scenes, so then it looks wild. Who cares whether four brothers married to four sisters? That doesn't happen that often. But all the lumdus of Maseches Yevamos licked in that case of four brothers married to four sisters. All the lumps of Maisa Adam and Kayach HaGavra and Ishim Shem Chitzavs and Shabbos and Ritzicha and Nezikin, everything is reaching fruition in this wild scenario that the Mechayah Yosef and the Tshuva Sekri are fighting out about the guy drops dead in between the flight of the arrow of 15 seconds. So Rabbi Yisai, so we have Mechayah the Ge'ayne G'dayin Le'aylam from the Mechayah Yosef, the Tshuva Sekri, what a take is on Ishim Shem Chitzav. Does Ishim Shem Chitzav go back to the beginning? Or Ishim Shem Chitzav picks up for when it actually happens? So the question is obvious. According to the Tumas Sekri, what's going on? What did his Rebbetzin do? Shouldn't light candles? Right? So maybe hold its only Yechidish by Nezikin, not by any other area. That would be an easy answer to the question. Anyone know the other popular answer to this question? What's the other very, very popular answer to this question? Hayitochen. How can you light candles? Yishim Shum Chitzo. It's an ongoing Meisah.
Yishim Chitzo doesn't apply. It only applies to Nezikin.
No, I'm saying if you don't want to go down that route, if you really believe it applies to Kol Tarkul, like Tosfos does, like the Rambam according to Reb Chaim does. Meisah, you get the right word. First word is right, second word not right. So you got the last word right, not the first word is right. So between the two of you, you got it right. Meisah on Shabbos, right. Okay. So there's a famous Beis Meir. Okay? Not only a place in NCS Wakala, but there's a famous mayor. The base mayor develops a Yesoid Godel in Hilchos Shabbos. As Yesoid Godel in Hilchos Shabbos is one word, Ta'aseh. Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha. Shabbos is violated when you do a Maisa, but more than that. Not just a Maisa, it's more than just a Maisa. The very essence of Melech Shabbos is that the Gavra is Nach from Maisim. It means his body, he's doing a Shvisa B'Gufay from Ala Maisim Melech. That's the essence of Shabbos. What would the Din be, says the Beis Meir, if based on some hocus pocus halachic construct, I could declare that something that happened is ki'ilu you did it. It's nikra al shimcha based on some halachic formula. But at the end of the day, you're sitting and eating shul when that's happening. You're fast asleep. You're in the middle of davening shachris. But apidin, a maisa happened that's being attributed to you. Zokti beis meir, that's not chil shabbos. Chil shabbos by definition is totally on l'man yenuach. If there's no physical act that you're doing, that it's impossible to label that as Chilul Shabbos. Famous bar for the Beis Meir. So the kasha that all the later Achorim ask on the Beis Meir is, he's against who? Who's he against? The Nebuchad Yosef. Because if the Beis Meir is right, then what was the Nebuchad Yosef's kasha? The Nebuchad Yosef said that in his, what he thought is his incorrect understanding of Isha Meshem Chitzav, that Isha Meshem Chitzav means that it's an ongoing act. And even though the woman is enjoying her chicken soup right now, but she lit candles 3 hours ago, so a pidin of the parish of Mavir, that magic word Mavir, is now coming to nail her with an act of Chilul Shabbos. If the Beis Meir is right, then the Nebuchad Yosef should have asked his kasha. His kasha was a moot kasha, was dead and rotten with the kasha. Because yeah, it's a ma'isa, yeah, it's Ishmael Shem Chitzo, but Shabbos is a different standard. Shabbos should require a ma'isa shal hanocha, a ma'isa that interferes with Menuchas Agavra. And if you're lacking that dimension of an interference with Menuchas Agavra, it doesn't nishkin chol Shabbos. So why would the Nebuchad Yosef even ask the kasha in the first place? So all the Acharonim write that you're right, the right. The Nebuchad Yosef is taka against this Beis Meir. If it's going to be spared, the kasha wouldn't have been asked. Good, Zolzai. But there are Rishonim, there are Acharonim for sure, and probably Rishonim who didn't buy into the Nebuchad Yosef. Who didn't think that that's the correct understanding of Ishim Shem Chitzu? Who didn't think this was a compelling kasha about onus? So anyone who didn't buy into the Nebuchad Yosef's teret has to go back to the drawing board to explain how could women light candles at 4:12. So either you have to fall back on some Rishonim will say it only applies to the Zika, not the Misa. But between you and me, we're not even sure that Chilul Shabbos fits into that pattern. Even if that Chiluk is right, we're not sure that Shabbos is closer to Misa than the Zika. We don't know. That depends on what we said before. So a much more glop teretz, it's a much easier mahalach to explain the phenomenon of Jewish women lighting candles on Friday afternoon. If you don't want to fall back on the Nebuchad Yosef, and you don't want to take Ishim Shem Chitzo and limit it only to Nezikin, so another mahalach will be the Beis Meir. So you're right, the Beis Meir is against the Nebuchad Yosef, but he may be right. According to many, he may be the emes of teretz. So that Beis Meir is a whole world, has opened up a whole world of sugyas and Nechaz Nezikin, Nechaz Mitzah, Nechaz Shabbos, not for now. But suffice it to say, everybody said that this whole discussion, that whole world of discussion that is revolved around the Nebuchad Yosef, we didn't even finish the Nebuchad Yosef. We have hopefully more to talk about it when we get the latest sugyas on the Dalai Lama days, and the Nebuchad Yosef is going to come back for a second time around. But the very introduction of the Nebuchad Yosef was working with the premise that Ishim Shem Chitzo applies to Shabbos also, which is a controversial, potentially controversial premise. If he's right in his kasha, then we have to answer the kasha. Either you got to go down his route or come up with a Beis Meir or something similar, some other kind of text. But if you undermine the kasha mitchila and say it's only by Nezikin, by nothing else, no Misa, no Shabbos, nothing else, then you can completely avoid the kasha and don't have to go down any of the other routes, his route or the Beis Meir's route. So again, Tanya Mugli Yosef is definitely part of this route. So it only does settle, everybody say. So we have this din of Isha Meshum Chitzav. It doesn't appear in Bava Kamat of Gimel Beis. That led the kasha why it doesn't appear in Bava Kamat Gemara Beis. So we saw a whole discussion in the Rishonim as to why it didn't make the mark in Gemara Beis. We saw Ben David, and we saw Taisin, and we saw Rambam, and Reb Chaim's. And then that led us down the path to raise the question, well, wait a second, just how far Ishim Shem Chitzo really does go? Does it really appear outside of Nezikin? So the simple reading of Bava Kamat Gemara Beis was yes. The Shiran clearly claimed no. We had to go down the route of Rodeh for all the issues and all the complications that that brought up. And then we came to make a complete circle, going back to the Nebuchad Yosef was assuming Kipashas Advarim against Iran, that it does apply outside of the Zikin. And how, if you go down the route of Nebuchad Yosef, are you Meshubat to Islamdos, or maybe there's another way out of the dilemma of how women can bankrupt. So again, this is all Gimon Beis. Bukam Gimon Beis. It started with Bukam Gimon Beis, and it ended with Bava Kamat Chabez, and ended up with Nebuchad Yosef Bava Kamat. So this is a sugya that permeates the sugyas of Eish throughout Maseches Bava Kamat, throughout Maseches Sanhedrin. Okay, everyone got it? Simple, right? Everyone figured this out? Simple. Okay, good. Made a little bit of a